Okay, staff report. Henry?
No, let's go ahead.
I think we covered everything. Except the July budget to actuals, and that'll be in the next month for the 2017 update. That's it.
Rowan?
I have none.
Karen? Tim? Gail?
Christina doesn't have anything.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot to call Christina.
Well, Gail wants to mention staff development.
Yeah, so we have an upcoming staff development day in July. We're very much looking forward to that. We'll be unveiling an ethics tree provided by Raleigh, which we're excited about. And also, we just had some recruitments. Their application period's closed for our member service manager, the admin HR manager, as well as our investment officer classification. We actually have a really large number of applicants for our investment officer position, so we're very excited about that. And right now, we're in the process of wading through and seeing, you know, the quality of those. But
so how many
there's
were
a
there?
Large number.
93. No.
Whoa. Whoa.
Yeah.
That is nice.
So it's a good, you know, good position to be in. If.
I don't know who you know.
We're equal opportunity employer. We consider all applications that are presented.
Make sure they're coming from my office. That's all.
Some of which don't get very far.
Yeah. Now it gets serious.
Outside professionals, Harvey?
No, thank you.
Okay, trustees.
And one quick thing we overlooked at the last meeting. At least four trustees, by my count, attended to the picnic, and it was a very nice occasion. It seemed to
very
be
nice.
Well attended. You lucked out on the weather. It wasn't so scorching hot, and there was a lot of good planning that went into it, and so it was nice to have been invited.
Yeah, this was really done well. Yeah.
Thank you. And thank you to those that attended. We appreciate the support of Cicera and our employees, and I think it was a good function. Mm-hmm. This is our third one. Years ago they had him, and then we kind of brought him back. But yeah, so we're learning, you know, how long should it be and what should we have, and so yeah.
Did you put Jerry in a dunk booth?
Yeah.
The park's not that big.
We'd like Jerry to attend next year, so we opted not to do that this year.
Brought 10,000 attendees to watch
this
that.
One, but
yeah.
It was a fun function.
Yeah.
It was a mixed communication. I thought it was a costume pick.
Thank you.
A soccer outfit.
Yeah, thank you.
We saw Todd in a different
his
role.
Chaps,
that's right.
Are you refereeing, Todd? Are you coaching? What were you
goalie.
Doing?
Playing.
Oh, you were playing.
Yeah.
That's a goalie.
I was laughing the other day. I was thinking our secretary and our vice chair, one's in garbage and one's in sewage.
And they both stink.
Both very important.
So
essential functions, we might say.
Gabe, I've lost control of my compliment on the picnic. It's just totally out of control. We bring that to an end and then move on to it.
Thank you, Jerry.
We had our first SACRS program committee meeting, so we're still looking for big speakers. I thought because we're in the Bay Area, we could try to find whether it's high-tech, Facebook, Google, something, or anybody from, whether it be, what's the Stanford, what's the think tank, is it the Hoover?
Hoover.
So if any of you have connections or any ideas, please let me know. I want to take advantage of the fact that we're right in Burlingame, and it's easy for somebody to come from their day job and or local and stop by for a second.
The guy from Uber is available.
Yeah.
He's got
although
some free time.
I don't know if we really
nah, I don't think we're in there. Anyway, it would be appreciated.
You're right, we've got to put him through the seminar first on sexual harassment.
Prevention.
Yeah. Tough room.
He can teach that.
Yeah, Todd.
So I went to the Equilibrium Forum last week. It's our wastewater opportunity fund. Jerry, go ahead.
No.
Anyway, the focus was, Chi-Chi was there as well, focus on renewables and sustainable energy investments. They had one speaker who I just loved. The rest of the room hated. I was almost in tears because I thought this is the bravest man in a room full of investment advisors and trustees. This Dr. Ashby Monk from Stanford. Oh my gosh, he was just, I was watching, I was sitting in the back of the room, surprise, and I'm watching and everyone's shaking their head when he would make a point and what have you, going off on fees charged to pension plans, and then having, you know, off the street trustees making the decisions for these plans. I was thoroughly entertained. You could do a lot worse. You'll tick off about 98% of the room, but I thought he was fantastic. and a number of other excellent speakers. They had the head of DC Water, who in my industry, you know, is pretty well known, and he was thoroughly entertaining as well and informative. So I really enjoyed that conference. And that's what I'll say in the minutes. Todd really enjoyed the conference.
He found it interesting.
Very informative.
Todd said thumbs up.
Any other trustee comments?
I went to the second level CAP from IFBBP. And that was a two-day program all day long each day. Very educational and interesting. The final section to kind of talking about the future and so forth and some of the political pressures on defined benefit programs and so forth, and to make us feel better and more empowered. The emphasis is what one of the speakers from Siegel, from the East Coast, that defined benefit plan is the most efficient pension retirement strategy you can have. Kind of hitting home on the fact that, and I've heard this several times now, that Sosera's ability to pay a pension, at least 60% of that is due to the investment returns that we get. And so the actual cost to the sponsor and to the employee of providing that dollar is like 40 cents. I mean, it's such a discount when you really think about it. And so I was really tickled to see our percent funded going up and that we improved close to $400 million, right? On our assets. So I want to say thanks to Tim's team for helping to boost that up. And then the other positive note is that economic output wise, for every pension dollar that's paid to a pensioner, it generates $2.21 of economic output. So we're doing the right thing. And it just feels good to hear that over and over again.
So thumbs up.
Thumbs up.
This is not the guy Dr. Monk was talking about. He's not the off-the-street trustee.
Out of the gutter trustee. Yeah,
any further trustee comments? Madam CEO, is there lunch today?
There is lunch.
There is. All right. I think at that point, we are adjourned.
Thank you.
All right. Let's get to the salad.